Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
You good? You good over there? We good? We good? How you feeling, Moses? How you feeling? Good. How you feeling, Dave?
Let's do it, man.
We got a few people Moses. In this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Oh, let's go ahead and introduce the fucking episode. What is this? Episode 8, right? Right?
Yeah, it's episode 8. I'm about to smack the shit out of Jerome over there. If you say something else, let's just get this started right quick. Yeah. I've been waiting to smack him now since we've grown.
Chill out. Chill out. Yeah.
He's a fan, y'all. Don't worry.
Yo.
I give you autograph later, little boy.
We
just
on. Yeah. We on episode 8. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Man.
I am Moses. Fucking done with these niggas. I swear to God, man. I swear to God. Yo, why y'all can't never get this
just
shit
just do it
right?
Again. Just do it again.
No.
Just do it again.
Just say who the fuck you are.
Because we ain't the Temptations.
Nah,
nigga.
I don't
we
give like... a... Man, listen. Nah,
first of all,
that.
You ain't giving no shout outs. You got to be like, I'm Lex Moses.
Damn. I ain't pointing.
Look at me like I'm a fucking owl in the
listen,
night.
Listen,
I don't know what you want me to
listen,
do.
I'm not pointing. Fuck you, nigga. You know when to say your
I
goddamn
don't know what,
name.
I just said it, didn't I?
Check this out. I'm
this
Lex.
Is disrespectful.
We got Moses in this motherfucker. We got my nigga Dave B in this motherfucker. We got Jizzle in this motherfucker. We got Rome in this motherfucker. And we chilling. And this is how we going to do it tonight.
CJ.
CJ. No, hold on.
CJ.
Oh, yeah, CJ. Yeah, I'm sorry. Fuck CJ. Anyway, we're going to change his name.
But he's cool with me.
Before we change CJ's name, though, yo, we got, you know, happy birthday to my nigga Dave.
Oh, yeah,
my
yeah.
Nigga just had a motherfucking birthday.
Yeah, not too long ago.
How old are you, nigga?
29. Getting there, yeah. I'm still in my 20s, guys. Chill.
Make sure you speak it in the mic. You know
how I'm
you
talking
it.
Into
I'm
the mic.
Sure,
God
man.
Damn it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
young age doing it.
29. How you feeling?
Feel like I was 28, 48 hours ago, nigga.
Word.
You ready to get that Gucci suit yet?
Dave getting a Gucci suit?
Yeah, it's in the mail. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
They got a bunch of G's all over it.
No, I think that shit is corny.
Oh, I thought you was getting all the G's.
No, niggas be having the G's on their fucking suit thinking they fly. That shit looks stupid.
You be acting like just you a designer. G, so I thought you would get the G's.
Nah, I don't like the G monogram on the goddamn. Shit is whack.
What you do, man? What you do for your birthday?
Not a damn thing. Got drunk.
Nigga, you ain't called me to get drunk.
I get drunk on my own. That's the type
saucy.
Of alcoholic I am.
Fraud. Saucy.
Fraud.
Feel me?
Well, yo, happy motherfucking birthday, man. I'm glad you turning. I'm glad you getting older.
That's
glad
right.
You ain't dead somewhere.
Yeah, because if you ain't getting older, you ain't here.
How you feeling, Moses?
Feel good, man. You getting older.
You ain't say happy birthday to Dave.
I did. I already said it on that day. I'm sorry you wasn't
there.
But
we on the podcast now, so you got to say it on here too, nigga.
Happy birthday, Dave. Oh, my God. This dude right here, man.
Thank you, my brother.
Okay. I shared that time with him.
Have some respect.
It was me, him, grandma, everybody else. Where was you at? Looking stupid.
He ain't called me.
He
said, because he said he was
you
going
to. You got to call him.
I
what?
Did hit him, and he said he
what
was going to hit me
about?
Back. He said he was going to hit me back. It
what
never
are you
hit
talking
me back.
About? You hit him back. Yo.
Man. Listen.
That's your bro?
Let's go.
It is.
Okay.
Whatever. Let's get into this shit. Yo, CJ, new name, nigga. You got a new name, nigga? New name, nigga? You ready? Oh, yeah, because it ain't CJ no more. What you got, Dave? Captain Everclear?
Captain Ever.
I ain't rolling with it.
Captain Ever hard.
I don't like it.
Yeah, well.
I ain't trying to call another nigga Captain.
What you going to call him?
C-Note. Damn. What's up? What? Yeah, C-Note.
Nigga, this is not... It's not the 80s, nigga.
Zeno. Because his name starts with a C and he keep it 100 with us on the fucking podcast.
Okay, Zeno.
Hey, see, okay. Y'all be, see, Zeno. Y'all be trying to play.
You got to explain yourself.
I just did.
My nigga, that shit sound like something from the 80s, bro.
I don't give a fuck what it sound like. I'm just telling you what his new name. Yo, Zeno. How you feeling about Zeno?
Zeno, Loke Dog. That's the same shit, my nigga. That shit is weak.
Nah, you called him Loke Dog?
Yeah, that's it. That's that 80s shit. That's what I'm saying. It's that 80s shit.
Yeah, cool.
Sound like some shit from the 80s.
C-note, nigga.
C-note.
Man, but I'm saying, you see how the way I explained it, right?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck how you explained it. You going, we'll try next time.
Yeah, maybe we'll just come up with a new name on every, made like almost every episode. True? No?
We'll try that.
Yeah, we'll try that.
We got something else. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
We do something else.
You got a name for him, Moses? They got to start with a C.
All it's gonna be is
don't gotta start with a C.
Just call him Cuz. Or is that too much game, baby?
All I got is CJ Everclear.
Well, fuck it. Like we said, we just come out with a new name for his motherfucking ass every time we do this shit. Yo, shout out to everybody that even fuck with us. Shout out to the truck drivers. Shout out to Mr. Jet. Shout out to all the real niggas.
East Side.
Shout out to the East Side.
White Plains, what up?
And guess what? It's tax time, niggas.
That's right.
It's money. Tax time.
Money, 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 money.
That's right.
Tax time, niggas. Right. Y'all filing? What's up? Well, or y'all got shit y'all ain't reporting?
Don't worry about it. Just know the balling season's coming through.
I'm looking for somebody kids to claim right now, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
The balling season is coming through.
I'm with all the bullshit. Send all the kids in your all the ladies, send the kids.
Oh, whoa.
Social security numbers to my inbox. That's Dirty Water Dave B at Instagram. You know what I mean? Word. I hit you off. Maybe, maybe not. You know what I mean? We figure it out.
Percentage?
Give you a little percentage.
You ain't gonna give them half though.
They definitely can't get half. We spoke about this already.
Yeah, you know I thought you was gonna give them half. They got at least get half.
You know, yeah, well, they can get half. You know what I mean? If they helping me out, you know what I mean. But I mean, hit me up. I'm with all the bullshit.
Tax time. What you know? I'm gonna tell you what I'm expecting to see: a bunch of motherfucking 30-day tags, nigga.
Okay.
That's what I know I'm going to see.
I'm still seeing that now. Everybody, so that's not nothing.
Everybody get cars on motherfucking tax time, nigga.
How long?
Off of claiming everybody else's kids. That shit they trying to do. What, you going to get a car with yours?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
The rental I place, better not see you pull up in some 30-day
tags. The rental
tags.
Place is going to make money.
Nigga, you know they're going to be 30-day tags. Why
wouldn't rental place going to make some money.
Rental place? Why?
Niggas be renting cars like crazy.
During tax time?
No, nigga, rim time is gonna make some money.
Oh, rim time gonna get that. Wow. Nigga gonna be written them rims.
Oh, for sure. But I didn't not see me. Some niggas like.
What else be going
taking
on?
Chances.
What else be going on during tax time?
Rent and roll, nigga.
Rent and roll.
That's when you fake fall in love with a chubby girl.
What?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Cause they
explain.
Nigga, it's for the tax money. What do I gotta explain? It's cold outside.
What about she the got, niggas that get the girl tax
she
money?
She got the warmth.
You?
Yo, I just love it when the dude
what about
get the tax money and then flip it.
Yeah, see, that's what I was just about to say. What about
no matter how he flip it, he right. flips it. Not everybody can flip it. If you can't flip it, don't fuck up the money. Don't sit there and fuck up the money and be like, oh, goddamn.
Nah.
I ain't mad at nobody trying to re-up off the tax money.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Throw it out there.
I'm mad if you fucking up. If you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, they do that.
Let it go.
So you got to try, though.
Yeah, you
got to
try.
You got to try. But don't try that hard. Don't try that hard. Besides, no. Matter of fact, let's go back. If you a fucking lame-ass nigga. People keep telling you, you keep getting yourself in situations. Don't get in no more situations. Mm. That's all I'm saying. Because obviously, that's not your goal. That's not what you do.
That's right. And I'm buying all the food stamps, too. Holla at me.
Wait, what's your Instagram again?
Yo, Dirty Water Dave B. Instagram. Dirty Water _ Dave B.
Hey, yo, and fuck with us on Instagram, too. Dirty_water_podcast and Twitter, Dirty_water_NC. What you gonna say, Moses?
I'm saying they about to cut that shit out, though.
Cut what out?
With the food stamps?
Yeah, the food stamps. They about to get them boxes with rice and shit and make them cook.
Niggas going to be mad if they don't get their taxes or their food,
they ain't got
food
no, stamps. You can't put no meat in there. What, you going to put some dry meat? What the fuck?
They going to get their taxes. They got motherfuckers.
Yeah, they gonna get the tax. I'm talking about this shit.
It might take a little longer,
right?
Than y'all expect.
They got them motherfuckers coming to work right now.
They do
not getting paid for it,
but it ain't nearly as many as they should be working.
That's true. You see the fucking lines and shit with like TSA. Them niggas ain't getting paid and shit off of that government shutdown. Yeah, shit is fucking.
They letting it fly.
Yo, it's rough out here with the shutdown, man. It's crazy.
At the same time, they probably gonna get that money back. They ain't gonna keep doing it like that.
Get what money back?
It's about the TSA workers. They ain't getting paid, nigga.
They'll get back pay whenever they come back.
They gonna get that back pay. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
that's if they come to work, nigga.
Man, listen. Yeah. That's why they doing it.
But if you don't come to work, your ass ain't getting paid.
Of course. Like, you done said fuck it.
Then that's it. Yeah. But a lot of them niggas.
Them for saying fuck it.
Yeah. Niggas got mouths to feed, bro.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of mouths to feed some people.
That's real shit.
What about John Hanson?
The fuck is John Hanson?
To Catch a Predator. To Catch a Predator guy out here writing worthless checks.
How much was it for?
Like 13,000.
Ooh.
See what I'm saying?
You not balling.
Listen, he tried it. I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
What's his name, John?
John
Come
Hanson,
on, come on,
nigga.
John.
Hey, you, listen, John Hanson.
Remember To Catch
Let
a
me
Predator
write a check.
Dude, man? And he was fucking catching motherfuckers out here, fucking with little kids.
Had the police tackling niggas outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask him.
Go outside, would I get tackled?
No. But you got to leave here.
Right.
You can't stay here.
This nigga walked in with peanut butter in a goddamn stuffed animal. This nigga's filthy.
Nigga, you see some niggas just automatically like get naked. What the fuck, nigga? Yeah, like, you sick.
Sick, bro.
You sick.
Should put To Catch a Scammer, what he out here doing right now. Shout out to the scammers.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking with the right niggas running in them damn banks and shit.
Bro, he's bro, fucking with the wrong niggas. He catching all these niggas. Why didn't he catch R. Kelly?
Right.
Nah, Shay, let's go.
Yeah, yo, no, I don't want to talk about no fucking R. Kelly no more. Same girl.
But yeah, this
nobody
nigga,
blast Usher. I'm sorry.
This nigga writing bad checks. Makes me feel good.
You gotta watch him, man. You gotta watch him.
Ain't got no bad checks though.
Hey, so look, man, like, you already know.
Nigga still writing checks?
Yeah, he is.
They a fool anyway. Like, he should have a black card.
It was for 13,000, bro.
I don't give a fuck.
You can swipe 13,000.
Yeah, you can swipe anything.
Come on.
Actually, you could chip 13,000.
He supposed to be chipping.
He
supposed to be swiping.
Cash App, man.
I can afford to swipe.
Well, see,
he can't afford to swipe.
That's why he wrote the check, because he ain't have it. He thought he was just going to slide through there, you know, way his bank account set up. Yeah, I mean, he got a check-in and a savings.
And then the police caught his ass, and he talked about it. He was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to get it right. And then he still ain't turned himself in or nothing like that. So
I'm going to lie, nigga. You got
to
catch me.
No, he need to talk to Kevin Hart and get some kind of plan going, because Kevin know how to do it. He know how to do it. He'd say, his money ain't right. I know how to do that.
So, we going to talk about Soulja Boy?
Oh!
Big Draco?
Draco.
Big Draco? You see how he's wilding?
He was, man. Like, yeah, come on. He was the one came out on the internet doing this thing. Smashing girls. They crushing pills, trying to set him up.
His name is Andre. You know, his name is Andre.
Oh, you talking about Cat Stacks. I
remember. Yeah, last name is Cobra. Big Draco.
One came out with the Migos and... Famous Dex.
Dex now, right?
That nigga's on the roll, man. Them niggas look stupid.
What was they on fucking FaceTime Live or
something? IG Live.
Yeah. How do you fight?
Yo, niggas look so crazy when they sitting there yelling into their phones.
That's crazy.
But Soulja
Boy took his jacket off.
But Soulja Boy was getting fresh at the same time. Huh? He kept showing his chain.
Then took it off, so he can show you wearing some. I don't know what kind of brand he's wearing.
I don't know.
But the Gucci headband has been stretched. I think he wore it on his knees and then put it on his head.
That shit looked like a fucking folded up napkin.
Yeah,
that shit. Folded up paper towel.
He had that, I think, in the car wreck, and that's why it's like worn out like that. It's probably blood. That's on the side of
that. That shit looked like he literally wrote Gucci on the headband with a fucking magic marker. Like, that's what that shit looked. And then he was in like every interview with the shit. Like,
he was popping.
Damn near
but
same outfit.
He was
outfit.
Getting the Alchemist, though. That's what people need to do. Like, when you come on there, get an Alchemist. Tell him the truth. He was telling some shit, though.
Hey, I think I could go
I
by.
I think a lot of people try to look him crazy, but Soulja Boy got some sense, man. I think it's wildness.
Yeah, it's all planned. It's all planned for.
Yeah, it's all sense to that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look. If he can go by Big Draco, I can go by AR-15. Beginning of my name starts with an A. Last of my name starts with an R. And I started at 15.
What's up?
No?
I'm not calling you no AR-15, man.
What's wrong with you?
No?
Man. You keep that shit.
Oh, man.
You're a rapper, bro.
I'm a podcaster.
Okay. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just a podcaster.
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
No rap no more,
man. I'm different.
AR-15.
Yo, what you want me to do?
Fuck wrong with this nigga, bro?
AR-15, I'm supposed to be hitting up Jada.
Hey, yo, I'm glad you said Jada. Hey, yo, I want Jada and Cole to do a song. I want them to do a record together. If don't nobody else do a record with Cole, I want Jada Kiss and I want J. Cole on a fucking record together.
Yeah,
I'm just
nice.
Throwing that out there. God damn it.
That'd be nice.
Somebody make it happen.
Yeah,
please.
I think it's overdue.
Yeah, shout out to Cole, and I'm ready for that Dreamville album they about to drop too.
There we go.
What about that Future album? Y'all checked it out?
It was nice.
You like it?
I'm fine.
Hey, you got a couple tracks on there.
Hmm?
Yeah, a couple tracks.
Just a couple.
I think he kind of falling off. Think you falling off a little bit?
I think he just tired of talking about the same shit.
He keep talking about the same shit.
I
mean, he
gotta like.
He's switching it up.
I mean, he's still doing his thing, but like
he dialed down the codeine talk and the drug talk a little bit. He don't talk about pills too much no more. Not on this album, really. Yeah.
Well, some of them is hype though, but
I think I'm just
shit on there. Out of 20, what is it, like 20 tracks or some shit like
20.
That?
I think I'm just getting tired of the that sound, like that trap, repetitive,
But so many people love it though.
Yeah, I know.
Cause like, look at Jeezy.
I fell off of him too, though.
Yeah, cause you want that old. You know what I'm saying? When he first came, like,
I tell
he
you,
was like,
ain't nothing like that fucking Thug Motivation 101. Ain't nothing like that one.
Yeah, that's when niggas were trying to get out the streets. You know what I mean? The music sounded a little different.
Man, came on, Jeezy, real street nigga. I was like,
my shit when I talk about Gucci and I talk about Jeezy. I be like, but you know, I mean, Gucci put out great work, a lot of good material and all that.
Yeah,
but
Gucci murked them boys.
But, that too.
He was number one on my list. What you did? What? Okay, yeah, I'm buying this shit.
But
it's a rap.
But Gucci don't got no Thug Motivation 101.
Thug Motivation 101 to me.
No, that was a real
shit.
What
is you talking about?
That was a real shit.
It was a rap. Yeah. It was
body.
The game sold.
Self-defense, though.
Yeah.
He do what he had to do. The fuck else is he supposed to do?
Everybody can't do that.
Right.
You see some people getting beat up. They can't handle it, but, you know.
So, yo, Moses, who the fuck is this hood rich Pablo
hood
that
rich
you
want to
talk about?
Won.
Because I don't know who the fuck that is. I haven't took the time to look him up. So now you're going to have to break it down to me. Who the fuck is this nigga? And should I look for his music?
It's a nigga that Gucci man.
I don't care.
He done been out for a good time.
Shut up, Dave.
But it's like the second time this nigga done got robbed, man.
Oh, he got robbed.
Yeah, second time, my nigga. Like, okay, the first time I can understand, okay, niggas caught you slipping. But damn, again, nigga? It's your homies, nigga?
That's how it goes.
They putting on posts and shit, talking about they robbed you.
Oh, man.
Talking about slime. You know how these boys talk.
And he fucking with Gucci? He signed a Gucci?
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Gucci ain't allowing that. I don't want
but see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Gucci
that's how
is allowing it because it's happening.
But
But see, Gucci, like, ain't worried about that shit right now.
I mean,
he
won't
chilling.
Because
he
everybody
married.
Know each other. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a comfortable zone, and niggas be sometimes like, fuck a nigga. Just to be on that spotlight.
Right.
Fucking him up. Well, that's all I'm saying is fucking him up.
Where he from? You know?
Wherever he from Atlanta, he need to move from there.
He from Atlanta, man.
He need to move from there.
That goddamn Atlanta.
Because the niggas that's the stupid shit.
Goddamn
it's most of the rappers that die in this game die in their hometown. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That goddamn Atlanta. All they want to do is finesse.
You say love it in the hood studio. That's how you know what I'm saying. You gotta stand. You got that vibe in that hood studio. You just fucking up.
Well, shit, he'll learn. He gonna have to switch it up because they gonna rob his ass every time.
Every time.
Yeah. He in the same fucking studio. He got robbed in.
You should have been learning from other niggas. Mm. Everybody get tested. Huh? Rick Ross then got tested. Who else?
I remember that time Rick Ross couldn't even perform in Detroit. Trick said, fuck all that. You gotta pay up, nigga. He ain't pay up, so he had to leave. He ain't even perform.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit real out here. Yeah.
I tell you one thing, I'm ready for that fucking BMF. When 50 finish with that BMF,
he needs to hear the fuck up.
Word,
it's coming. It's on its way.
When?
Oh man,
it's on its way.
That when? Shit, I know it's gonna be epic.
Yeah, that shit gonna be hard.
That shit gonna be epic. Mm. That shit gonna be. Y'all ready for Power again? That's gonna come back what, July?
I don't know if I want to see Power.
What?
Fuck that.
What?
I don't care.
Why?
Everybody's dying. Stupid.
Ain't nobody dying.
Ain't nobody
they killed
dying.
50, man. I don't want to watch it. Okay? Tired of talking about it.
They said they got a spinoff, though. It's like a prequel. So it's like when 50 was rising to power and before them niggas knocked him off and shit. So it'd be like based in the 90s.
Okay, I'll watch it.
What?
Because this season coming up is the last season.
Okay, I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah?
I'm watching other shit. I'm not watching last season. I don't give a fuck.
Yes, you will, nigga.
I'm not watching.
You gonna watch it.
Should be around. Y'all want to. I'll fall asleep.
Yeah. Yo, so what? Young Buck defamation?
Motherfucking defamation?
He said 50 and defamation. Why is he going off like that in that video? Are you good on this? Yeah. What you think, Moses? Cause that's your boy, man. You keep on wanting to talk about Buck, man.
Top five, man.
Fuck what
ain't
you
no
said.
Ain't no top five, bro. Like he five? Bucking back, huh?
Here we go.
On the Buck Back Mountain Destroyer Tour. That's
here
what he
we
doing.
Go. Here we
you
go.
Know what I'm saying? He's killing these niggas. He's going at 50 now. Like, what's wrong with you, my nigga?
He said defamation.
But you kept saying it through the whole goddamn thing. And then I think you spit on your beard.
What'd they say?
No, it's not funny. I think he really spit on his beard when you talking. Don't be doing no FaceTime and got me looking at you and you talking, trying to smoke a blunt. You drive. I don't even know where the fuck you driving at. You driving, you spitting it. And I can see the spit like come back on your beard. Or maybe he was just so dirty. It looked like it was spit on his beard. But I don't fucking know. You need to get that shit cleaned up. You make too much money.
Is that how you feel, Moses?
I'm just disappointed. I couldn't even watch the video. Like, what the fuck? He just spit.
You watched
watch
the whole video.
I didn't watch it.
He said 50 had sent him a letter about some defamation or some shit like that, right?
So
what?
Yeah, he shouldn't have tripped about it. Like, if he should know from what he been dealing with, just keep this shit between him and 50. You done been too much. We done caught you crying.
That nigga still not
with a he-she.
Right.
He-she. And now you with this defamation. I'm killing it. Like, what's going on? Then you went and Uncle Murder, he didn't say nothing. He just told the truth. It just happened.
But, yeah, I swear you stupid.
What? I don't know what I don't want to even want to address it.
It sounds like you hit the Michael Jackson note on the.
That's what Young Buck did. Michael on him.
With a moonwalk.
Ew.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Pause.
Mm. I got smoke.
Yeah. All right, man. Was that the backwoods?
Yeah. I love it.
Man, put it. Don't even light it. Yeah. Leave it alone. Yeah.
There you go.
Thought you was gonna hit the rock.
No.
No. Whatever,
not
man.
Getting me crazy with that goddamn rock.
All right. So we recently seen that video about that little girl. She was in daycare. And it looked like she ain't want to eat her food or something like that. And she got grabbed by the hair.
Yeah.
Hold on. What the fuck they doing? I don't know where it was at. I just know that shit is a violation, especially with somebody that's recording it and laughing at the same fucking time.
Yeah, they was laughing about it. And like, I believe they dumbass posted it somewhere.
Right. I mean, evidently, we can see it
somewhere.
Like,
somebody fucking reported the shit. Grabbed a little girl by her hair and all that. The little girl had to be about fucking years old.
Yo. You don't got no right to put no your hand on somebody's child like that.
Man, I got a 2-year-old like, really daughter crazy. That goes to daycare, and that shit right there just as much as daycare costs, nigga.
Right.
For you to be doing some fucking disrespectful ass shit like that,
paying all that money, and your kid getting
yoked up by the hair.
The fuck out of here.
Fuck that. Fuck them people that's in that daycare. I hope they fucking find their ass, and I hope that bitch get beat the fuck up. Damn, see, now I'm using bitch on the goddamn podcast.
Damn.
As much as I got there, be telling Dave not to use the shit. That's how fucking violation that shit is, though.
It is a violation.
And these bitches fucking laughing. Ain't nothing funny about
pull
it.
Pull her hair the same way and drag her.
Grab that bitch by the hair.
Grab her by the hair and drag her.
And chop her in the throat real quick. Hopefully another bitch do it. We don't want no man to do it. You know what I mean?
I got somebody for.
You got somebody for?
3 of them.
All girls.
Shots fired.
Where they at, though? where they at, though? Let's send them through. No?
I ain't going to do that, man.
Oh, you niggas want to talk about the Trump burgers.
Oh, yeah, this nigga Trump crazy, man.
With the special sauce.
Yeah, this
the
nigga.
The double patties.
This nigga invited
Clemson football team.
The fucking football team
they
to the White House. That nigga had to spread a Big Mac and fucking Whoppers and fucking single with cheeses from Wendy's. And they got Wendy's burgers, McDonald's burgers, fries, nuggets, all types of sauces for them niggas. And guess what? Guess what his excuse was, Jizzle? The government shut down, my nigga. The government shut down. He said, yo, government shut down, and I paid it out of my pocket. You know what I mean? I paid for everything. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. This nigga was feeding these niggas fast food on paper plates, my nigga. Yo, Trump is a different type of nigga right there. I'm telling you. He a different type of nigga.
Hey, yo, and the fucking nigga, burgers was in the boxes.
Them niggas had the box, the burger box on top of the paper plate with the sauces, with the dipping sauce on the side.
Word. I seen it.
Cold fries.
It said this is all good stuff. It's all good American food.
You know what
the fuck is he doing out here, man?
I'm just saying, you know a nigga grabbed that shit and was like, look at
what
this motherfucker, man. My fucking fries is cold, bro.
Right now.
My fucking shit is cold,
bro. That shit is not up under no warmer.
Where's your microwave at?
Right.
Yeah. Carrot face be bugging. That nigga be bugging out, man.
That shit president, man.
Yeah, carrot face.
I would have went in the back. I'm like, where your kitchen at?
Right. What the fuck?
I'm going in there. I'm bringing out some chicken. I'm bringing out them lobster.
Oh, you know he got some lobster.
I'm bringing out them shrimp.
He definitely got some
and shrimp. I'm looking him in the eye. And I'm be like, what kind of motherfucking percentage is this right here?
Hey, look.
And you know what?
Yeah, I
would eat good.
I wouldn't
and I'm gonna tell
that.
Him.
Yeah, I would like
eat
to
eat that cold ass.
I'd like to see you try to
walk.
I wouldn't advise
walk around
that.
The White House.
I wouldn't advise it.
Matter of fact, I'm going to the bathroom to do like old boy did and smoke a blunt.
They'll body you right in the White House and cover it up and send you up out of there in a whole different vehicle.
You ain't Snoop, nigga. Only Snoop could do that. You ain't Snoop.
I don't care.
Shit.
You invited me. I was a football player.
Rick Ross said he walked in the White House and he was smelling like weed. Well, he had weed on him.
I don't know if he had weed on it. He might have smelled it.
It's legal in D.C., though.
That nigga had no weed on.
How the fuck you know? You wasn't there.
You was right there?
I wasn't there.
You be hate. You...
Nah, I wasn't there at all.
You took a picture. That there. Was you.
Nope. I nigga had no weed on.
Yeah, we. It's legal in D.C.,
you
nigga.
Sounds stupid, man.
Nah, he said he did it. Why you be hating? You be hating on the low, man. Yo, so we gonna... We're going to get into this. Yeah, let's get into this. But just the other thing about the government shutdown.
Special sauce.
Yeah. This is food related, too, that you say that shit.
Special sauce.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
I got all kinds of burgers and special sauces.
Feel me? He's like, yo, you can mix up any sauce with any burger you want. McDonald's sauce with Wendy's burger.
The fuck out of here.
You guys just enjoy yourself. Just come on in the White House.
Mad Big Macs, yeah.
Big Macs, I got Chick-fil-A's. Yeah.
No. First of all, that nigga, he ain't buy Chick-fil-A. He didn't go that expensive, nigga.
Nah, he went to McDonald's, nigga. Yeah,
McDonald's, yeah, Burger King, and shit. Wendy's.
Listen, his finesse is not going to tell you what it is. It's going to be like...
Cheap, that shit please. Is crazy because that motherfucker's a motherfucking billionaire.
He said, yo, I brought it out. Yo, I paid for it out of my pocket. You heard?
Yo, he's a billionaire.
Enjoy. The government shut down. I'm making America great again.
Right.
I would have got some Wiener Works, but they were shut down.
Wiener Works. Shut the fuck. All right, we're done. But nah. Let's get into this shit. God damn it.
It's always
one coming around.
Wiener Works.
So the Food Drug Administration food inspectors will come back to work without pay to carry on food inspections.
They better.
That have been dormant since December 22nd.
They better.
So y'all niggas been eating poopy since December 22nd.
Yeah. Like, this shit is...
Niggas been throwing out.
You
damn.
A dumbass nigga, dude. Yeah.
Ain't nobody
what?
Been checking the food.
Shit, damn. I don't give a fuck about this meat.
I don't give a fuck about this
Sell everything.
Now, what the niggas, they, niggas wasn't coming to work, but now they forcing them niggas to come to work
without pay.
Which they, you know, come on.
So
we
you
need
had
that.
Food sitting there.
Right. Yeah, you just had niggas doing their own thing. They like, yo, these niggas ain't coming to work. I'm going by the meat that homeboy stole down the street.
Right. Yeah.
He just, you know what I mean? He got the meat from the nigga and it's out the package and shit already.
That shit. I don't understand why that
nigga
shit
is. Niggas got some meat in the cooler. Yeah. What's this?
I don't understand why that shit is so overlooked. Like, because, nigga, all the fast food and shit that go around that we all eat. Because
Wendy's is deer meat. Okay,
look, yo, Trump fed him the shit. We just talked about, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you had the finest deer meat.
Yeah. But real shit, yo, that shit needs to be double inspected. That is crazy. Like,
that nigga fed them, that nigga Trump fed them uninspected fast food, my nigga.
Real shit.
He had a chicken up with green.
Real life shit.
That nigga different, man.
What is this green? This ain't Christmas no more. Nah, it's for the flavor.
Right. For the flavor. It's a special sauce.
Just dip it in
just
honey mustard.
Just to be saucy. Yeah. But yeah. Like, nah, how about real shit? Real shit.
What the fuck it is? Hold up, coach. What the fuck it is? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm stupid.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
But nah, Moses, real shit. How do you really feel about that? That's a serious thing.
I mean, like really, like, because you know I'm serious about the food. But
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Someplace you had to watch, and when that happened, you should have like started cooking. I wouldn't have went out no fucking where until I heard something else. Like, right. Because you got to watch these niggas. They will take the shortcut for real. Yeah. You don't know what you eating, you know what I'm saying? So.
And these are food inspectors.
Yeah.
Hopefully, when they come back with no pay, they take their job seriously. You know what I mean? Hopefully.
I mean, I think they do. They, right. They really don't.
Yeah, they, you know.
I know. Motherfuckers.
But they went out paid.
They
went out paid though. So how serious they really gonna take it? You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about that shit. You know what I mean? They might go up in there like, let's not say a motherfucker like you go to work one day and don't feel like being there. Like, How many of these motherfuckers gonna go to work and be like, I don't even wanna be here because I ain't even getting paid for this shit.
So,
and I'm just sending this shit the fuck out. Fuck it.
So you telling me niggas just like, where the fuck your kitchen at? Okay, where the fuck is the goddamn refrigerator? Okay, everything good. I'm about to get the fuck out of here. That what you saying?
Now checking shit? I hope not.
You never know. This is America. The fuck you talking about? Let's be real.
See, niggas start getting sick in a couple more months. We know what the fuck going on. Hmm?
Gonna make America great again. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, so...
I fuck guess out of here.
You stupid. So let's go ahead and talk about this dude that got caught breaking into all these fucking mailboxes around the Ville.
I'ma start a name for myself.
What the fuck is wrong with motherfuckers?
He had a plan.
Yo, okay. He had a plan.
Well, please, okay, he had a plan. Please,
I don't know what the fuck his plan is. No, I'm not stupid.
I thought you was going I'm into not his
stupid.
Brain.
I don't know how to get in the stupid person brain. So don't please ask me what a stupid person gonna fucking do with what the fuck he doing with his stupid ass. Now you should go somebody else. Because there's no point of asking me what the fuck a stupid motherfucker, can I say this again?
Yes.
A stupid motherfucker going to do with that shit. But Sepp looks stupid in the fucking jail cell.
Yeah.
Thank you. Moses has spoke.
Yo, I don't understand what the fuck this nigga was thinking with his ass. Like, I don't know what made him think he wasn't going to get caught. Like, he was busting in the blue boxes.
That nigga had that blue magic. I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
He
went somewhere. Nigga gave him that blue magic. And he had a fucking idea. Oh, God. I'm going to just around. Okay.
I'm a snake.
Maybe he was looking for them checks or something. I don't know what the fuck he is. Like, niggas is out here crazy, man. They out here.
Niggas taking scamming a little bit too seriously.
Yeah, that's fucking... Yo, God damn. Is like, slow grimy? It down.
Is
slow
it the grimy? Fuck
down. Yeah, slow down, please.
Just beg for a dollar like everybody else be doing.
That's all you gotta do.
And I'll tell you no.
And they paying them.
I
be seeing people handing off the couple dollars. Who? on the intersection. Hey, yo, and I'm getting to the point, Moses, I'm believing you. It might be a motherfucking... It might be a, what'd you call it? A bum pimp? A pimp bum?
Yeah. Like, every bum got a pimp.
Yeah, this shit is getting out of hand out here in our city. Yeah,
niggas got here. Homeless dogs. Why is you got dogs suffering what you going through?
They had every...
Let them dogs go.
Let the dogs go.
Stop laughing. I'm serious. Let them damn dogs go. I'm sick of it. I had
let the dogs
drove
go.
By a fucking dog. Look, it's so sad. Like, kill me. Just please. I'm with a bum. I don't know what to do.
Nah.
He's trying to ask for dollars with the dog.
Man, shout
dog
out
got
to
rabies
the...
and everything on him. He
shout
just...
out to the Ville, man. This shit is fucking out of here, man. Yo, I guess we getting about this motherfucker.
First time I seen a dog had a seizure.
Shut the fuck up.
Homeless nigga.
Here we go.
Cuz he ain't got no fucking food. It's a shame. It's a shame and a shocking.
Are you good?
Oh my good, God.
Man. You it's got any shame. More stories of way you feeling out here? You good, man? Man, we out this motherfucker. This is our motherfucker. Shut
no
the
bill.
Fuck up, Moza. Which
that was no bill.
You got a bill? Cause I thought that was a bill. That motherfucker breaking in all these fucking mailboxes. No,
okay, you good?
You got one?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, we good.
We good.
Man, we out this motherfucker, man. Dirty Water Podcast. Yep. Check us out next week. Yo,
Moza.